Today on Wings, feminist scholar Karina Kailo in Finland is seeking a publisher for the English translation of her book Sauna, Womanhood and the Circle of Life. While we wait for the book to be available in our language, here's a documentary from the Wings Archive about that incomparable Finnish custom and some of what it means in women's lives.
We had a fire, then we go out and lie on the hot rocks and go in the sea, and we have the water, and then we come out and stand in the wind and we have the air. I think we Finns, we have always lived so close to nature.
There's a river of birds in migration, a nation of women with wings.
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world, produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service. A recent Wings report on women's relative equality in Finland made us wonder, what do Scandinavian women have that women elsewhere don't share? And then we received this documentary by Dira Sujan. Sujan traveled to Finland to join a ritual that goes back centuries, if not millennia. It combines communion with nature, physical invigoration, and frequent same-sex socializing. The documentary is titled Sauna.
The tradition of warming up in a hot wooden room is a common practice in the chilly cultures of Northern Europe, so it's not that the Finns have a monopoly on sauna culture, it's just that their attitude towards their sauna is, well, somewhat more intense.
Sauna is not only for to take a bath. Of course, it's very relaxing, and somehow it's also a social experience, because you can, in the public sauna, for instance, you can meet people you don't know before. And it's quite natural, you start to talk with them and maybe you never meet again, but it's very familiar there.
Uti Ojala is a Euro MP and a lifelong fan of the sauna, and she regularly avails herself of one of the main features of the Finnish Parliament House, its large, luxurious sauna, strictly reserved for parliamentarians and their guests. And within those clean, hot wooden walls, a lot of the country's most important decisions have been made by the country's most important decision makers, who just happened to be naked at the time.
When I was the member of the National Parliament, we had a women network for the female parliamentarians, and very often we went to the sauna and made our plans. When you go to the sauna, you don't have any hurry, so you have time to think and to discuss, and somehow it makes it easier to find the solutions also in the sauna. Because when you are sitting in the sauna very close to each other naked, somehow the feeling is different there when if you are sitting in an office. Somehow it's more official when you have the clothes on.
How does that affect your relationship with your colleagues when you're actually in the Grand Parliamentary Hall and you're casting votes and so forth?
Actually, it doesn't matter at all. I think, on the contrary, it makes it easy when you know the other person, you have seen her as she has been born. But I think that when we are talking about the decision-making in sauna, maybe in some other cultures, they are doing the same things over the lunch or in some cafe or something. But in Finland, we have been used that you can't make any quarrel in sauna. You are not allowed to speak very loudly or something like that. You want to be very friendly with each others and speak with a softened voice. And so maybe it makes it easier when you know that you have certain rules how to communicate and how to behave in sauna. Maybe it helps also the decision making.
All the prestige, professions, all these ego things are out when you are in sauna. And Finland has managed to create a very nice concept with this so-called famous sauna diplomacy. And that was pretty much our president Kekkonen who created that, you know. The men again, you know, meeting and having the political discussions, you know, the Finns with the Russians at the time of the Cold War. There's a story that the Russian Minister of Defense came to Finland to talk about the common military maneuvers. And Kekkonen said, oh, yeah, but let's talk about it. Let's first take a sauna. And then they took a sauna, and then they had a dinner, and then the Minister of Defense took again up the discussion of common military maneuvers, and Kekkonen said, oh, yeah, but now it's time to sauna again. So they were bathing sauna the whole night, but there never came any common military maneuvers. So there's this concept that is very, very useful in Finland.
Finland has a population of 5 million people, and between them, they have 1.6 million saunas. Most of Helsinki's apartment blocks have a common sauna for their residents, but a lot of the new apartments are being built with a sauna addition in every individual bathroom. I found myself getting on very intimate terms rather quickly with Mia and 17-year-old Henna when they invited me for a sauna ritual in the flat Henna shares with her mother.
You can go to sauna in like very different moods. Like you can be really hilarious and go to sauna with your like a really big bunch of your friends and have fun. And then you can go to sauna all by yourself and just kind of almost like meditate. So it can have like different functions in your everyday life.
Now, coming as I do from an Asian culture that finds even bare arms a tad risque, I had a bit of trouble at first with the concept of stripping down to my smile in front of people I'd just been introduced to. Something that Mia and Henna found quite amusing. Nudity for them, after all, is no big deal.
It's really bad for your self-image. If the only other women you have ever seen pictures naked, or if you have, you know, ever seen naked, are these supermodels or some Playboy bunnies, and then it gives you totally weird idea of what women look like naked. And then you've seen all these like 80 years old women and little babies and other girls your age and so on. You see that, well, okay, fine, there are fat people and there are really thin people, and most people are something in between, is healthier.
Well, that made me feel a bit less embarrassed about the fact that I'm not exactly a Naomi Campbell lookalike. So, allowing professionalism to override my personal cultural cringe, I dropped that towel and followed the girls into the shower and the sauna.
Oh, cozy little sauna. Whew, how hot is it in here?
Actually, this is not very hot.
Yeah, this is very hot. Mild.
This is mild for you? Yes. How hot can it get? It's what, 70, 80 degrees maybe centigrade?
I have a little bucket and I put some water in there and then I throw it to the hot stones. And that's what it says. And so that was, I threw some löyly.
Löyly. Oh, you can really feel the rush of rush of hot air that comes from that. Woo!
Oh, the cat wants to. Yeah, the cat's usually...
The cat
sleep
comes
here.
Sauna.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
When it's not on, both cats sleep here all the time because it's nice and warm here.
So what do foreigners think about the sauna here?
I think many foreigners have seen sleazy streets in some big cities and they've seen these signs that say something about sauna. And then they come to Finland and they think that we're all sex maniacs and we go to sauna and that it's like a place to have sex for us. And then when you actually come to sauna and realize how hot the Finnish sauna is, I guess that you, for instance, can verify this. You don't really think about sex.
No, I'm concentrating on breathing at the moment. Forget thinking about anything else.
Well, traditionally, sauna has been more like it's a family thing, and it's like if you're in a hockey team, you go there.
But I gotta say this: we've had a lot of class parties with our classmates. Boys and girls go together to sauna and then we drink beer. And
you go into the sauna with boys naked? Yes. At the age of 17?
Yes, and with my classmates. That's quite incredible because I have to see them the next day in school. But it's been really relaxed there, and like in sauna we're all equal.
No hanky-panky?
No. No, nothing like that.
See, that's the foreign reaction, I guess. The foreigner's reaction of 17-year-old girls and boys getting naked in one room. Not my child. Never.
Yeah, well, I've gone to sauna many times with my colleagues, men and women. But you really have a right to say that, well, no, okay, I don't want to go with men. But if you want to go, that's fine too. And sauna is a really good place to talk about personal stuff. And for instance, I could talk about something very personal with my mother, for instance.
But you wouldn't talk at the kitchen table like other people?
Well, I might, but usually at the kitchen table there's my dad somewhere around or you know, some other people. But I could go to sauna and then it would be really natural because you're kind of there silent. And then you just talk about, well, you know, the other week my husband said this and that and I feel kind of blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and it's a very natural place.
I think I have to go out and get wet and then come back in, so
okay,
don't go away, I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah, me too. We can go to the balcony and have something.
Okay. I'll go to the balcony, but can we put something on first?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
With your soul so serene and your body bare, you can ponder the world situation. Why you choose between well done and medium rare, hotly spiced with a birch flagellation. When at last in the sea of Arctic degree you perfect your sizzling perch, you will get a surprise, see a stranger arise, your better self will emerge. So let us all unite and sing to a rite of purified cleansing endeavor, with a glowing device for a cause beyond price, for a noble sake let us bathe singing sauna forever. Let us all unite and
sing. The sauna, I think it is about 2,000 years old and nobody knows where it comes from, and actually it doesn't matter at all. In the Middle Ages the sauna was no more so popular, but in Finland it always remained. In Finland in winter time we had very cold and our houses were very, very cold, so the sauna was a place to keep warm, and the children were born there, and when people died they were washed there.
It was warm, it was easy to clean, so you had a lot of water to use there, so it was very practical. And malt was done in the sauna, and also the flax where you made linen, laundry for instance, and slaughter.
Slaughter? Why? Yes. So you would slaughter your animals in the same place that you would give birth to babies?
Yes, because you could use a lot of water and clean up everything very well afterwards. That was something you couldn't do outside or in your house. So the sauna was a very practical building.
It belongs to the rural agrarian life, you know, on the countryside. Traditionally, women were preparing a sauna. They were throwing the water on the stoves and they took care and they were washing the men and whatever. And in the old times, you know, they never had really time to enjoy themselves because they were baking or milking the cows or giving food to the children. So they never had really time to meditate and be there. Even in our mythology, when these heroes and semi-gods went to fight, so it were their mothers and sisters who prepared the loading sauna, you know, that they were clean and well taken care on with the clean clothes, etc. So that was preparing the men for fight, for war or women.
Arya Sayonma is a singer who's just published a book on her love affair with a sauna, which for her goes beyond the care of her physical well-being. Like many Finns, she has a summer cottage with its essential lakeside sauna.
I'm a freak, sauna freak. That means that I'm always in a sauna when I can. But it became also much more. It became a declaration of my identity and also my lifestyle. It's not only sitting in that hot room sauna. It's everything around, you know, the rituals. I get the water from the lake and light up the oven, and then I carry in the wood. And the sauna is getting warmer and warmer. During the time, you must take care that sauna is very clean. And then I have the linen there, which is also fresh and clean. And you make the bunch of birch leaves. And then you take them into sauna and sitting and meditating and putting all these things, you know, into your hair or your skin and just lying there and listening to the nature and this oven that is talking to you with the old spirits, you know, and then going out and swim and listening to these bird songs and the silence. For me, there's nothing more exclusive, more luxurious than when I when I come to my wild country house and I rip off my clothes and go into the and put something soft around me and go to the sauna and then take care of myself and then come to my cottage and fall asleep. And I use sauna as a channel to reach this ultimum relaxation and renewal of my body and soul.
Most people in Finland own at least one, if not two or three saunas, so the need for public saunas has diminished. There are only about three public saunas left in Helsinki, but the Sauna Sera, or the Sauna Society, on the outskirts of the city, still has a loyal following of about 2,400 members, 500 of them women. Its manager is Sinikka Korvo.
In wintertime, people, they can't go into the countryside because the summer cottages, they are so far away. And when they come here, so it's possible to relax quite quickly when you come from the city. So it takes about half an hour to come here. And then you can stay here 2 or 3 or 4 hours, go into the sauna and go swimming and read papers and eat something good. And after that, you are like as you had been on holidays.
I visited the Sauna Society on the day they reserve for women, and I could immediately understand why even people who have their own private saunas come here. It's situated on the lip of the Finnish Gulf, so in winter, the Finns can indulge their mad passion for dipping into icy water in between toasting in the sauna. But the main reason why people are prepared to come all the way to the Sauna Sera is because it has two original type smoke saunas, as different from the new electric versions as a fine brandy is from cheap plonk.
We've got two smoke saunas and two ordinary saunas, which means that they have got the chimney. And they are all a bit different heated, so you can feel the difference. So I think the mildest one is about 70 and the hottest one is 90-100 degree.
Okay, well, we hope that neither my machine nor I die in that one, but we'll go in just for a brief moment, okay? Yeah.
Well, it was getting easier to strip and shower alongside people I just met.
Shower first.
We have got very old ladies who have been here for 20 or 30 years members.
Viime kesänä minä liittyin, kato. Mutta sitten minä olen niin kuin 25 vuotta tänä kuun, kato.
She's 85 years old and she has got rheumatism and has a cortisone medicine. But she says that the sauna is the best thing for her.
Joo, minä olen muuten talviuimari ja shakkipelaaja ja talviuimari.
She's a real winter swimmer and shack player.
85 and you swim in this water?
Yes.
So she's swimming in the ice in
she's
the water here?
In the ice, yes, in winter time.
85,
yes,
yeah. I know, this is one of the smoke ones then?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, ladies. Who wants to describe this for me, this wonderful scene?
Well, it's a dark room, smoke all over the walls and ceiling, just small windows out to the sea. You see the birch trees. And you can hear the seagulls there every now and then.
Birch whisk in the sauna when we pour the first water on the stones. So then we start to hit ourselves like this. And this is very good for the circulation, for your skin, especially for women, of course.
Is this right?
Yes. Earlier people, they used this one. We did not have so many soaps and brushes, but this was the whole thing. Uh-huh. When that gets warm and smooth, the oils from the leaves will come out.
Before midsummer, they make quantities of these and they dry them up for the winter time. But nowadays what people do, they freeze them up. During the winter time we can buy frozen vihtas.
So everyone's got a freezer full of birch leaves in Finland. Well, yes. It feels good. It smells good.
Yes.
It's very nice.
Yes. We love to have it in the summertime because it's that the smell is so wonderful. It's very precise when you have to collect the leaves, or the branches. It depends on the moon also.
On the moon, and why?
The leaves will hold better and they won't fall down. She says that one day in June and one day in July are possible. This is new to me also.
So this is it, only one day in June, one day in July. Everyone rushes out to the birch forest and gets those leaves. Is that the idea?
Yes.
I think that sauna was such a part of everyday life here that I never really thought about it. But when I moved to the United States, I realized what a wonderful thing it is when I saw how they misused the sauna.
What do you mean they misused the sauna?
Well, first of all, they don't know about logs and real fire. It's all electrical and there's no water to pour on the stove. So it becomes very dry and it's not very warm. People have their jogging suits on, shoes, and they read newspapers. And then there's also this thing about sauna and sexuality. They think that's connected somehow, whereas it's almost like a sacred place that we heard here.
Having said this, can I just explain that I'm standing here stark naked in front of a whole bunch of women, likewise stark naked, and someone else has just brought a camera in here. Thank you very much. Bye.
Oh, God.
Ooh, I've gone all woozy. So then you stick the birch leaves in little buckets of warm water to
keep them very so smooth and warm.
Now this cycle basically has to go on, doesn't it?
Yes, that's right. You stay there about 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 5 minutes, depends on the heat of the sauna.
Okay, let me just put on my towel.
Yes.
Okay, so now we're going outside. It's actually very beautiful. This building is situated right near the sea. And there's a walkway that goes directly from the sauna complex down into the water. It's gorgeous out here.
And this is the distance, what is very preferable to have when you go out from the hot sauna into the water, so that you do not jump directly from the sauna.
Okay, so by the time you've walked up here, then it's safe enough to jump in. Yeah. Hi, ladies. Cold in there, is it?
Yes, it is.
Am I supposed to go in there? Okay, I'm going to put the mic down and just give it a shot. I'll be back in about 4.5 seconds. Time me. Okay, I made that for about 2. The Finns are decidedly a masochistic race. That water, what's that water like in winter?
Well, it's about 1 or 2 degrees of zero.
And what's it now?
And now it's 11 degrees, so it is quite warm.
That's not my idea of warm. So now what, straight back in the sauna?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. This one's even darker and hotter than the last one. Hi, ladies. I can't see very much. Can we just sit here?
Yes.
Actually, it smells really strong here. It's wonderful.
Yes.
It's very sort of menthol-y.
Yeah, that's right.
I think I'm just getting my breath back. What? How hot is it in here, do you think?
I think so, about 80, 90.
Do you know where I go in the sauna in wintertime?
Wait, I'll come to you. Hang on, if I can find you. Sorry, what were you saying?
Darkness.
Yes,
okay. Oh, it's very hot up here.
We do about 12, 15 times go to sauna and back to sea. And it gives very wonderful feeling to lose stress and we don't have any flu.
Mind you, a lot of other people would think this is a great way of getting sick, to go straight
from home. Oh, really? No, it doesn't.
People have rheumatism and they have got better here when they go to the, in the winter. And we have a hole in the ice and you go into the ice water to swim and it makes you better.
Do you feel the difference when you don't go to a sauna for a couple of weeks?
Yes, of course.
You're more tired.
You're more tired.
More stressed.
Yes, and you get annoyed much easier. This, relaxes so much, you have a bad temper.
I've got to ask you one question. Everyone here denies that sex has anything to do with a sauna in Finland.
What's the question?
Have you ever had any hanky-panky things in the sauna?
Twice.
So. I'm so tired.
What about you?
Have you? Maybe sometimes if you have no other place. So if
after,
you have...
After the sauna.
After the sauna. Is, okay.
After the sauna.
But in normal way, so you feel you're very tired, so you can't do it.
Okay, we're all women, right? So if you're going to mix saunas with your family members, doesn't it start to get a bit awkward when you're growing up and then it's with your older brothers or your father or your uncle?
Yes,
do you feel weird?
It does. It does a little. At my home, we went to sauna separately. My father went with my brothers and my mother with girls.
So the segregation happens once the girls start growing up. Is that
yes,
the idea?
Exactly.
And it was not in every family. I mean, we used to go together, all the family.
And it's a big sign for a little boy that you are a grown-up if you can go with the grown-up men. But if you are with your mother, so it means that you are a little boy.
Do you think that people have a particular idea of their bodies and their sexualities and so forth because of the whole tradition of a public sauna and being used to seeing other women naked and things?
A sauna is a holy place. We must respect the feeling. It is not a place to go to look other people in that way.
Perhaps this whole sauna business makes our relationship to our sexuality more natural than in some other countries or in some
other. In what way? What do you mean natural, more natural?
I think that when I was in the sauna with my family, with my brother, with my father, and it was all natural. It was nothing to be
giggled about.
Yes. And it continues when you grow up. And the sauna is a place where many girls hear for the first time of periods or how you make babies, and it's a natural place to tell about these things to children.
The crowning moment of the afternoon came when I was offered the unmatchable luxury of being washed and sung to at the same time.
Sulla saunani, rakkain rauhani, olet ollut jo vuosia monta. Mua palelee, stressi palelee, kylmyttä lohdutonta. Sauna tangon soidessa, kolpene kuu sekä tähdet, painaudun liki laudetta kuumaa, vihdan tuoksuton. Kiitos.
I don't think I've been sung to and washed since I was a little baby.
Sauna was produced by Dira Sujan with technical production by Robert Mader. The program originated from EuroQuest, a division of Radio Netherlands World Service.
Sadly, EuroQuest was canceled in 2006. As mentioned at the beginning of this program, feminist scholar Karina Kailo in Finland is seeking a publisher for the English translation of her book Sauna, Womanhood and the Circle of Life. If you have a suggestion for a feminist publisher who might be interested, drop us an email, wings@wings.org. Wings thanks all our supporters, including your local community radio stations, Suzette Cullen, and Genevieve Vaughn, whose recent events, sometimes including Karina Kailo, can be found on the website maternalgifteconomymovement.org. That's maternalgifteconomymovement, all one word, .org. The Wing Sound logo is from Libano's album A Circle is Cast. I'm Frieda Worden. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.